Well, many people who experience a stroke suffer the effects of long, like those effects come long after the stroke itself. Some of those effects, however, like depression, tend to slip under the radar for health professionals. Now, Samantha Evely knows this all well. She had a stroke herself when she was just 18, and today at 27, she's a nursing student in her final year at Red River College, where she's researching post-stroke depression. Now, her research won her the People's Choice Award at the school's Applied Research and Innovation Day last week, and she's in studio with me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations on the award.
Thank you so much.
That's such a huge deal. That must feel really great.
It really does.
It's been about 9 years, as I understand, since you had that stroke. Can you just take us back? How did that happen at 18 years old?
You know, I was very sick at the time, and I didn't really realize I was that sick. And so I was having a lot of symptoms, such as like vomiting. And so I wanted to take a taxi from where I was and go home and take some Advil. But I ended up vomiting in the taxi driver. And he asked me if I was drunk. And I said, no, I'm just very sick. And he said, okay, well, I'm going to take you to the hospital right now. So
Did the idea that you were having a stroke even come to you at all?
No, not at all. Even a little bit.
Because that seems like if you're vomiting like that, you must have been really like wondering, what the heck's going on?
Well, I wasn't, because I had no medical experience or anything like that. And a lot of times people don't, right? Mm. And so I thought I was just having a headache and I would take some Advil and go home. But
the cab driver got you to the hospital,
yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
What happened once you got to the hospital?
When I got to the hospital, they initially thought maybe meningitis. And so there was a nurse who was like, no, I think this is something else. And I think we should investigate this further. Mm-hmm. And so from there, I was shown so much compassion and so much support that I thought after this whole thing, I wanted to be a nurse as well.
When you finally heard those words that you had a stroke, mm-hmm. what ran through your mind at that point in time?
I was more concerned about my family. I was worried that they were, I hope they felt okay, you know.
Wow. That's amazing. The first thing you'd be thinking of is, I hope my family's okay with this. Meanwhile, you had just had a stroke at 18. Were they able to explain how that happened?
So I had something called a Barry aneurysm. Okay. And so what happened was it opened up and bled. Hmm. So
what was life like for you after the stroke?
So afterwards, I experienced a lot of deficits, such as urinary incontinence, memory loss. And as a result of the blood entering my spine, I had to relearn how to walk. So a lot of things happened, and I struggled with memory so bad that I couldn't even remember my mom's name. Oh. So I would often try to hide those and keep up an appearance like, oh, hey, you, right?
Yeah. So when did you notice that you were dealing with depression?
I think it was fairly shortly after. It was when I had to keep up an appearance to make it seem like I was normal. And then I started developing that whole, hey, you know,
yeah.
And I started feeling like, well, how come I'm so different than everyone else now? And it took me a while. It took me 2 years probably to get myself out of it.
Yeah. How common is post-stroke depression?
So from my research, the prevalence is anywhere between 20 and 80%. So studies, it varies from study to study, but it anywhere between 20 and 80% of stroke survivors actually suffer from depression.
Now, what I find interesting here is that we seem to, or at least I feel like as I look around and I listen to people, we've made a lot of progress when it comes to dealing with mental illness and treating it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is honestly the first I'm hearing about specifically post-stroke depression. I wonder how that has fallen through the cracks, or why has that happened?
I think there's a little bit of a gap there, and for follow-up, there's a maybe sometimes people end up getting discharged home if they look okay, but appearance doesn't equal a full recovery.
Well, yeah, I've heard depression referred to as an invisible disability or an invisible illness before, mm-hmm. because people look at you and can say, well, you look fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't see the actual difficulties that you're dealing with. How much did your experience have to do with you choosing your field of schooling and work?
Oh, everything.
Yeah?
It has everything to do with it. I had such great nurses and such great care that I thought, yes, this is, I want to make a difference in someone else's life. So this is why I'm here.
Yeah, well, you are going to make a difference in many people's life, you know, and especially think that your connection to this research is the big deal. I wonder what you hope comes out of your research.
I've been toying around with this idea of maybe thinking of an app of some sort, maybe to help bridge that gap. I've been talking to a lot of people, and I think they think that's a good idea. I'm not too sure all the logistics of it just yet, but so yeah.
I get a suspicion that when you say toying around with the idea, it's a little deeper than toying around with the idea. You got some first steps going on here as well. Samantha, I want to congratulate you on the award again. Thanks so much for being here. The work you're doing is going to make such a huge difference in this world. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Samantha Evele is a nursing student at Red River College. Her research into post-stroke depression won her the People's Choice Award at the school's Applied Research and Innovation Day.